Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too, go also to my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more. But each of them got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to them, "My friends, am I cheating you? Did you not agree with me for the usual wage? Take what is yours and go. If I wish to give this last one the same as you, am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus, the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, everyone is encouraged to be concerned about the environment. There are green areas of the city and more green ways of living so as not to pollute our planet. We all want to have a green environment. These ideas are all well and good. Unfortunately, there is another way of being green that is destructive of self and society. There is the saying that one is green with envy. And that is something we see in today's gospel, where those first hired are angry and envious that the late workers receive the same wage. What if I wish to give them the same as you? Are you envious because I am generous? Today's passage from Matthew is an interesting study in human behavior and the capital sin of envy. The Dominican tradition loves to start with defining terms so that we're all on the same page. The teaching that envy is one of the great vices or sins goes back to the 4th century desert dweller Evagrius Ponticus. Actually, it probably goes even further back to some Greek philosophers, but history is not our subject right now. Envy is unhappiness at someone else's success, possessions, or qualities. It easily leads to greed, bitterness, and resentfulness. Developed further, envy grows into hatred and even murder, as we see in the case of Cain, who committed the first murder because he envied God's favor of his brother Abel. Another example of envy is found in the life of the young patriarch Joseph, whose brothers were so envious that, as Scripture says, they could not even say a civil word to him. And they eventually sold him into slavery to foreigners. Why do we associate the color green with envy? Why not red, as in anger or hatred? I think it's because envy doesn't hasten the heart and blood flow as anger does to redden the face. Rather, it causes a sluggishness in the body and an emotional wallowing in our self-pity. Envy is like a mold clinging to the walls of our heart. It makes us sour inside, sick at another's good fortune. The pallor of the face manifests the sickness of heart in a slight greenish hue. Envy reveals a lack of faith, hope, and especially charity. Thus, it cuts a person off from union with God, because these theological virtues unite us directly to God. If we are envious of anyone, we fail in our faith because we no longer focus our attention on the Lord and His personal and unique love for each person, including ourselves. Hope is lacking because we do not trust God's goodness to provide for our needs in the future. It is obvious that charity is gone when envy raises its ugly head, because we begin to hate another child of God who is also blessed by our Heavenly Father. Ultimately, envy is hatred of God because He is not doing or allowing what we want. If I wish to give this last one the same as you, are you going to be envious because I am generous? Envy does not erupt full-blown. As with any major fall, there are little stumbles leading up to it. Jesus' parable clearly presents the steps down to the green slime pit of envy. All our words and actions begin in our thoughts. The first laborers thought, or had supposed, imagined, or presumed that they would receive more than the last. But when they didn't, their pride and vanity stirred up. They were grumbling and murmuring among themselves. Finally, this discontent became so strong that it burst into accusations against the landowner, revealing their underlying pride and envy. These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us. But the master repeats, what if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Are you envious because I am generous? Today is the memorial of St. John Hughes, who lived in the 17th century and founded several congregations. It is good to remember and pray to him today for two reasons. First, he was often the object of hatred and envy by others, who did not like the success he was having in reforming the clergy and religious of his day. And second is his accomplishment in writing the Mass and office for the Feast of the Sacred Heart. Today, John Hughes can intercede for us who struggle against the capital vice of envy, as well as be a patron, a secondary patron after John Vianney, for this important year for priests called by Benedict XVI.